Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you for downloading us. This is the A segment, 1066A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Brought to you by Life First Naturals and its great medication, bovine colostrum. It's really a supplement, but it is a great way of protecting your gut. In any case, today's news, we've got a great set of news and a wonderful guest for you on the B segment as well. Today, and by the way, I've got to tell you, 1063B, kissing. It was one of my favorite episodes because Andrea had so much interesting information to tell us about kissing. So that's going to be one of my favorites. I hope you downloaded it. Story that is the Roizen Rule for a Younger You Story of the Week. The DASH diet and exercise helps uncontrolled blood pressure. Number one of the Roizen rules is to control your blood pressure any way you can. This is how to do it when it isn't controlled on three medications, and we'll talk about that. Scientists untangle why diabetes might raise Alzheimer's risk. I've really got my doubts about this story. But since it's in the news, I thought I'd bring it to you. In another story about the DASH diet, physical activity reduces cardiovascular mortality substantially. How much do you have to do if you're on dialysis to get a huge benefit? One of my favorites to talk to some of my friends about who get steroid injections of their hip when they're not feeling good about their hip is that these actually are tied to rapidly destructive hip disease. Maybe that's why they all end up needing hip replacements. And fruits, veggies, a recipe for mental health well-being. This is a big and important one. And asthma, smoking, chronic sinusitis tied to early COPD risk. That's right. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you know you can get decrease it with quitting smoking, but also by using a neti pot to get rid of chronic sinusitis and by managing your asthma better. And is it safe to drink Profi to jumpstart your day? And the answer is, well, I've started to do it, so you can guess it is both safe and beneficial for longevity. That's our longevity is the next disruptor story of the day. And our well beyond wellness and wellness foreplay stories. The FDA unveils proposed changes to OTC sunscreen labeling. What is the only one I would tell you to use in the sunscreen variety? We'll cover all of those and more in this episode, 1066A, brought to you again by Bovine Colostrum. Go to Life's First Naturals to find out more about that. Special therapy brings relief to patients with chronic back pain. This is managing stress, getting stress response, and eating better. I've been surprised. We've been doing that in our chronic pain program. Many people get better, but now here's a study out of Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Boston, and they showed where 65% of people with this strategy end up being pain-free. What is it? It is learning stress management. It's a psychological treatment called pain reprocessing therapy. Yeah, that compared to placebo, major change. What is this about well beyond wellness story? The scientists untangle why diabetes might raise Alzheimer risk out of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Well, I think you're going to the tables to bet on whether this is true. But what they showed was that between the hippocampus, which is your memory center, and the anterior cingulate cortex, when you've got diabetes, they're overly connected. What does that mean? They send information back to one another so fast that it actually starts to impair brain functioning in these animal models of Alzheimer's disease. Do I believe it? Well, if I don't know. I'd like to, who knows? We really don't know what causes dementia and Alzheimer's disease, other than a decrease in neuronal function over time. Is it caused by too much function at one time, leading to over-functioning and then inflammation and decay? I don't know. DASH diet. This is interesting. The DASH diet, which is 4 to 6 servings of vegetables, 4 to 6 servings of fruits a day, plus 3 servings of whole grains and just a little meat, and mainly it is fish meat and chicken or poultry, and very few little other things than that, olive oil, nuts. And what happened? These are people who couldn't get control of their blood pressure. They had resistant hypertension, which means 3 drugs, and no one could get their blood pressure below 125 and below 85. Well, guess what? They went on this diet and did a little exercise with it, and they lowered their blood pressure by 12 over 8. That's a really substantial drop in this group of patients. And it was that I think 12 over 8 is a really big number. And this even occurs, this uncontrolled blood pressure, in young men. When it gets old, when you get older, both older women as well as older men develop uncontrolled blood pressure equally. It also, the same physical activity, just doing a little of it. These are people who are already on the DASH diet and were having dialysis, that is, a machine take over their kidney function. Just walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, reduced their risk of cardiovascular disease by about, and dying of cardiovascular disease, by about 20%. Pretty impressive benefit. And fruits and veggies, do they help your brain functioning, your depression? The answer is yes. Higher amounts of fruits and veggies were significantly better at breaking depression than were energy drinks or caffeine or anything else. Unbelievable. And it helps of children of all ages. That is, when you're a kid or when you're an old kid. That is the Odd Omegas story of the week. Endomicroscopy. This is a very sensitive test to look for, are you sensitive to gluten? And the only reason I'm reporting this is it failed to detect wheat sensitivity. But I love the comment by one of the people, scientists who was not involved. They were trying to use laser endomicroscopy with the ability to magnify. This is an expensive, specialized, and something everybody doesn't have available. And this study shows it does not work. Don't pay for it. Great. Can you really have too much caffeine? Over 6 cups, but not under that. What is Profi? Profi is protein in your coffee, and the best one, phosphocreatine, 5 grams of protein. It's superb because that decreases dementia and helps build muscle, as well as is a great appetite suppressant when you have it first in your coffee. I don't have it in my coffee till 11 a.m. I go without food until 11 a.m., but at 11 a.m., my cup of coffee is a Profi. Protein in the coffee, I guess that is. It is safe. It is beneficial in theory. Corticosteroids injections in hip tied to rapidly destructive hip disease. This was a study from the Hawaii Permanente, that's the Kaiser Permanente group in Honolulu, and they looked at everyone who had a hip injection between 2013 and 2016. And what they found is that people who had more than 80 milligrams of triamcinolone, that's like more than 10 milligrams of prednisolone, injected into their hip, had a 5.4% rate of rapidly deterioration of hip function to the point where they needed a replacement hip if they were to function at all. So corticosteroid injections in the hip, be very, very wary of them, especially ones that are have a sizable amount of steroid or long-acting steroid in it. The asthma, smoking, and chronic sinusitis tied to early COPD, you know you've got to quit smoking if you do it, and vaping. But in addition, use a neti pot if you've got chronic sinusitis, because that ends up adding to it. I use a neti pot every morning. And asthma, get good management of it so that you can not suffer from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in the future. This story, I don't even know what to call it, but I guess it's the Roizen rule for a younger you of unforced errors. If you buy fake pills, Valium, Midazolam, all the Xanax, it's not just opioid fake pills, it's fake pills off the internet. So it's a reason to go through a pharmacy. And because a lot of the fake pills are laced with fentanyl, even though they weren't supposed to have any fentanyl in them, even though you weren't going for an opioid, you got it by mistake. Sunscreen labeling, this should be titled, Corner the Zinc Oxide Market, not the lithium market. Lithium batteries, good. Yep, they're useful. But zinc oxide is the most useful sunscreen. All the others, titanium oxide and zinc oxide, are okay and safe. Every one of the others is either unsafe, generally recognized as safe, no, or has not recognized as safe, but not recognized as dangerous, but need to prove to the FDA that they are safe enough to use. And a couple, PABA and pyrimenobenzoic acid and trolamine salicylate, were not awarded the generally recognized as safe status. And by the way, 16 others weren't awarded that, but they have to prove themselves. PABA and the other one, trolamine salicylate, were just banned from the market as definitely toxic. Diet drinks in young people, thin, no problem. But diet drinks in obese people make you want to go and eat more because they change the hormonal balance so you don't turn off your sugar need. In young people, it doesn't affect it. In old people, it actually inhibits that sugar need. Old obese, who knew and why, we don't know. That's it for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast 1066A. It's the A, are always the latest medical news of the week. And remember, it is DASH diet. Eat a lot, 4 to 6 servings of fruits, 4 to 6 servings of vegetables, 3 servings of grains a day, and you're dashing it to health. And combine that with some exercise and walking, and you're really decreasing your risk of high blood pressure, and you're also decreasing your risk of mortality, that is, of a serious problem if you're on dialysis. Corticosteroid injections of your hips, say no to them. And remember, fruits and veggies for all kids, that's kids of all ages, including us old kids, they make you feel healthier and decrease depression. And is it safe to drink Profi? That is protein in your coffee after 11 a.m.? You betcha. That's it. Remember to tune into the B segments each week. 1063B, remember I said, was that great talk on kissing. And I think today's guest will be Ruchi Gupta, who gave a great interview on food without fear. I can't remember whether she is today's guest or last week's guest, but she gave a great interview. You'll want to hear that. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks, Caitlin, for engineering, and Life First Naturals with Bovine Colostrum and True Biotics as a real combination to help your gut is our sponsor. That's True Biotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to LifeFirstNaturals.com. LifeFirstNaturals.com. Thanks again.